Hello and welcome back to Cabin in the Woods cast. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Tom.
Hello.
And we are back with more bedtime stories. This time, the mysterious Pentrick incident. I'm sure they'll let us know. Yeah. Let's get into it. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. Ooh.
Bruh.
Oh, I was not close. Okay, we're going to skip ahead to 2:15 in 3, 2, 1. Now, flip. Now. School chair could be very useful though, but we're not sponsored.
No.
And just for listening, it's not really worth going through the ad breaks. Ooh. Nice. It's well.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, a little bit.
Nah. That's fine. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's a thing that Apaches are not supposed to do.
No.
Never does here. Oh, it's the Illuminati.
A. Intriguing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. We got Sentries, we got Hercules. These are all support aircraft. Yeah, but how would they? None of those are armed.
Maybe they harried it into something that was armed. It's my only possible guess.
Not how you use logistic aircraft.
No, didn't think so. Not the trees.
okay, that's fairly easy to explain.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably a fracking team. And people were just being more honest or less honest, depending on how much of an argument they wanted to get into.
Yeah, that's true, to be fair. Powerful. Yeah. Okay.
Wales. Particularly North Wales is where a lot of the special forces are trained for the British Army as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that all makes sense. Yeah.
Also makes sense for why there were Hercules there.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Okay, that is necessary.
Yeah. Well, it was still issued.
No, that's true.
That is very odd.
Again, not necessarily depending on view lines.
Yeah. That much I think is probably true.
Yeah, at the very least.
Might have to make a note of that. Okay,
yeah, there's a few things to discuss there.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like they've stated things militarily with a type of certainty going, oh, well, these planes hit him here and they came to intercept and they moved away. But the type of planes that did the intercept doesn't make any sense.
No.
And this kind of causes the whole idea that they were chasing aliens around. It kind of calls it out. Give you a modern example, and actually a very sad example, of why you don't use transport and support planes for potentially dangerous military operations unless you are absolutely certain that you have air superiority.
Mm-hmm.
The opening days of the invasion of Ukraine, Russia attempted to take a airfield outside of Kiev. Now, they were successful initially, thanks to the surprise of getting boots yep. on the ground and taking the airport. But they did not achieve air superiority. And they sent upwards of 5 to 10 transport airplanes to reinforce that location. They all got shot down.
Ooh.
Okay, these are not combat aircrafts. You do not use them to attack other aircrafts. Heck, you don't even send them into contested airfield, aircraft. You don't do it. Okay? Or you end up like the Russian Spetsnaz and have half your special forces blown out of the sky.
Yeah.
What is plausible for why they would be there is if they were carrying paratroopers.
Yeah.
So the type of planes reported in the instance actually doesn't support what the people on the ground are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a military intercept, you would be expecting, depending on the time period, which was, when was the time period on this again?
I don't remember, but it was fairly recent.
Yeah, fairly recent. So you'd be
expecting, either way, not the things that they said.
You'd be expecting Harriers, you'd be expecting tornadoes, you'd be expecting potentially typhoons.
Yeah.
Maybe lightnings, depending on if it was a bit older, in fact, you would not be expecting those types of aircrafts. An E3 Sentry should be nowhere near any combat.
No.
That's an airborne command and control plane. That should be the furthest back from any potential hostile. It has no need to get that close to track it. If it was tracking something, it could track it from miles away.
Yeah, that's why it's called a massive dish.
And again, the C3 Hercules in UK service is a transport plane and a parachute plane.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, again, red lights and green lights were seen also doesn't actually support the claim that it's a UFO.
No.
Red lights are used by dropping paratroopers, and green lights are used as signal flares in the British Army.
Yeah.
Those are things that are used.
Mm-hmm.
The most compelling part about this, saying that it's not British military, is the way that the operation was conducted.
Mm-hmm.
And I am pretty certain that this was an operation, a practice operation of some sort.
Yeah.
As stated, yes, the British military these days in particular is very conscious of public opinion. It's very conscious of getting everything straight and ready, and it's a very professional force.
Yeah.
To the extent that they tend to get this all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
But there can be explanations for why this was not perhaps as well planned out as other things. Potentially, they might have planned to drop somewhere and were denied permission late on in the day and had to find another area, and they just picked that area just as a case, put everything through really quickly, didn't have time to warn the residents, and went ahead with it anyway.
Yeah.
And I mean, that argument kind of, that's a logical explanation. And it explains categorically why you're seeing Hercules, you're seeing Sentries over there, because those are the types of planes that would be involved in that organization, in that type of circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a case of that. And then you've also got the point of the soldiers that were involved in this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that if a large section of soldiers were involved in this operation, that one or more of them would come forward and support?
At this point, you'd have imagined,
Some of them would have come out of the military, so they would have ended up coming out. And there would have been, judging by the way that this is apparently fairly well known, a decent amount of monetary value to coming out and agreeing with the people of the town.
Yeah.
But none of them have. And that would imply to me that no, this was almost certainly some sort of military operation, potentially rushed, potentially they weren't able to do it where they wanted, potentially they might have even gone off course for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they've just quickly rejigged the whole engine for it. And it was probably the Royal Parachute Regiment.
Yeah.
By all accounts. Because that's again, Occam's razor. It makes so much more sense for it to be that. Like, if they were saying, oh no, this object appeared and then we had Harriers or we had tornadoes.
Yeah.
Over, then that would make a heck of a lot more sense in terms of intercepting something hostile, because these are the planes that would be sent to intercept something hostile in British airspace, presumably around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you don't send, you wouldn't even send the AC-30, which is the gunship variant of the Hercules, which, by the way, the Royal Air Force does not operate, so...
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
AC-30. Nope, we don't operate it. The only people who operate that is the United States Air Force. So if you want to be exceedingly generous, it's possible that the Hercules that they saw were AC-30s.
Yeah.
From the United States.
Yeah.
Why AC-30s from the United States would be there?
Who knows?
No idea. Like, they shouldn't be involved, but it is possible.
Yeah.
And in that case, yes, maybe they've brought them in, but again, it's a ground attack aircraft. So unless the object is large, which apparently it was...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only way you can make that argument that the planes were there to guard and to try and... carry this object is if they're AC-30s, and if that's the case, they have to be American, not British.
Yeah. And that makes it more confusing.
Which makes it more confusing, because then you've got to start looking at, well, what units in the US operate the AC-30? Were there any in the UK at the time? I don't generally think there was.
No.
At least all of them at the moment are based in mostly the US. There's one in Thailand, one in South Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, no. Those are discontinued now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, all the ones that are currently operating, they're in the US.
Indeed.
Yeah, so this is the main issue with that argument. It's a compelling mm-hmm. argument otherwise.
Yeah.
It's weird, it's strange, but I think it's not.
It seems like it may well be... There may be a cover-up of sorts happening, but it's more likely just from some people screwing up some communication or something. And they just don't want to get out.
Yeah, that also wouldn't surprise me, I'm not going to lie.
No.
The British military, for all of its professionalism and all of its general care, when it does tend to make a mistake, it has a disappointing tendency to try and cover it up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's more what I'd expect would have maybe happened.
Yeah,
that's for sure. But
I would assume so as well. It is an interesting one. It's also interesting that it occurred so close to Cardiff and Swansea. That's the other thing which kind of weirds me out, because it's almost too close to major population centres. The military in the UK doesn't like doing military operations close to
understandably
major population centres. If they're doing them, it tends to be in the north of Wales, the north of England, or the north of Scotland in the Highlands. Mm-hmm. It's where they like to do their operations. One, because conditions, particularly in the north of Scotland and north of Wales, are harsher than the rest of the United Kingdom.
Yep.
Which makes for better soldiers, in theory. Mm-hmm. Two, because they are very underpopulated. You know, places like the Lake District, North Pyrenees, the Yorkshire Dales.
Mm-hmm.
Quite underpopulated. The Highlands... Yep. Certain areas are very lowly populated, and the same with the Highlands of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
The only places that I can think of, like, proper active military, like, regularly, is stuff like, where is it? Aldershot.
Yeah.
So Aldershot's the home of the British Army.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a fairly... well-populated area. You've got Farnborough, which obviously has Farnborough Air Show, for the Royal Air Force, that type of stuff. You've got Reading fairly close by, Guildford, and London. And they do operations around there. In fact, the the main British military railway used to be around there. Again, I think it's more a case of either someone somewhere is cocked up in the British military.
Yep.
They were supposed to land in the north of Wales or the north of England as part of that main operation, and they just didn't. So they quickly rushed to gain all the permissions they needed and went ahead with it anyway, or for whatever reason, they weren't able to land where they wanted to land, and they ended up switching to to this area, and again, rushing to get everything through and not properly informing people. I think that's the most likely answer.
Agreed. But I'm sure, you know, that still sucks if you're one of the many people who live there.
I know, it
feel there's more going on and you're not being told anything or being told that you were just seeing things, so.
I think it's a case of that, and I think it's a case of rather typical British military sort of, you know, something's gone wrong. I did this with the Astute submarines when one of them ran aground over by Skye. Pictures of an Astute, I think it was actually HMS Astute, and Skye, and the military tried to Royal Navy in this particular case still hasn't given much. Yeah. Well, there is an inquiry report out now, but at least at the time there were very closed lips about the whole thing.
Sure.
What does that inquiry report actually say, I wonder? Have a look.
Well, we'll leave that for Tom to look at, but we will leave this episode here, so. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are uploads here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm sorry.